Make Kanye Great Again. Kanye West, one of the most controversial artists of all times, dropped his new album Ye in 2018. However, before we even talk about this album, we have to talk about what's on everyone's mind. What happened to Kanye? What happened to George Bush doesn't like black people Kanye? And Beyonce had the best music video Kanye? It seems like now, all we have is Twitter fingers, Make America Great Again Kanye. As he himself says in his song, I Love Kanye.
I miss the old Kanye, straight from the gold Kanye. Chop up the soul Kanye, set on his goals Kanye. I hate the new Kanye, the bad mood Kanye. The always rude Kanye, spazzing the news Kanye.
Although his public image has changed radically, one has to ask himself if his music has also changed. Through his album Ye, we can see a mix of old and new Kanye. Kanye's extreme social change is represented through the music, all while still maintaining many of the essential Kanye music techniques seen in his past albums. Kanye West has built his career off of being a provocateur and making his beliefs known to everyone. In his early years, he was known for being a rapper who was not afraid to discuss the black reality, drawing in a largely black audience as he pulled stunts that gave awareness to his pro-black messages. His early albums were dedicated to showing racist agendas and the daily struggles of the black community. For example, the song Crack Music in his Late Registration album talks about the crack epidemic and the government conspiring against black people.
How we stop the Black Panthers? Ronald Reagan cooked up an answer. You hear that? Scott was hearing when our heroes and heroines got clipped on heroin crack. Raised the murder rate in D.C. and Maryland. We invested in that. It's like we got Merrill Lynch.
In 2018, we see a total shift in Kanye's messages. With a series of tweets and statements, he caused many fans to rethink their love for him. His outward support for Trump, his ideas to get rid of the 13th Amendment, the one that abolished slavery, and his statements about slavery.
When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice.
Caused many people to denounce and cancel Kanye. Many feel betrayed by him because of his support for politics that are famously against the community he once stood for. As T-Pain said in his song with Kanye, Ye versus the People.
We expect better from you. How them times you sound crazy, we defended you, homie. Not just to be let down when we depend on you, homie. That's why it's important to know what direction you're going now, because everything that you built can be destroyed, torn down.
With all these controversies, Kanye has lost the respect of many people. But one thing we can never take away from him is his music. Kanye's old hits are so classic and iconic that even though many don't agree with his politics, they'll still sing along. His albums My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Late Registration, Yeezus, and Graduation are Kanye's best albums and debatably some of the best rap albums of all times. He changed the game for rap because he sampled so many genres, resulting in every song sounding different. Just look at the song Power. Samples of three different songs in three different genres. Kanye has also always focused on equipping his albums with features from other popular artists, ranging from Beyonce, Rihanna, Jamie Foxx, Jay-Z, to so many more. Kanye's new album, Ye, is his 8th studio album with a short 7-track playlist. It features the iconic Kanye style of the combination of pop, electro beats, soul, gospel, and hip-hop. For example, we can see the intersection of rap and pop in his song Yikes.
Shit could get menacing, frightening, find help. Sometimes I scare myself. Tweaking off that 2CB, huh? Is he gonna make it TBD, huh? Thought I was gonna run DMC, huh? I done died and lived again on DMT, huh? See, this is the type of how that won't come down.
This album featured a wide range of iconic artists, including Nicki Minaj, Ty Dolla $ign, Party Next Door, and Kid Cudi, many of whom we've seen in his past albums. While the basic elements of the song are similar to his old ones, the messages are different. There was no mention of the black people or the black community. This album seemed to be just about Kanye, mentioning his mental health, his wife, and his past addiction, further exemplifying Kanye's shift from giving a voice to the people to just talking to talk, showing this to be one of Kanye's most selfish albums. I guess it makes sense. No one loves Kanye like Kanye loves Kanye. Ultimately, this album was musically very good, yet the messages seemed one-sided and unlike any of Kanye's previous works. There is no debate that he has changed, but with such a controversial history, it's a miracle that his music was not greatly affected. This further shows Kanye's strength as an artist, because even when you disagree with him, you can't help but to still download his songs. At the end of the day, all I have to say about Kanye is, yeah, your albums are still great. Yeah, you're still a musical genius. But bring back the old Kanye. We miss him.
I'm a superhero. I'm a superhero. Yeah!